rather than most go on these things. Now, these are animals that are little black creatures that have a white stripe down the back.
Skunk.
Right. And now, do you have a comprehensive term for small predators? Or is rats, rabbits, and do you use one comprehensive term for all these?
No.
You ever use the term varmint?
Oh, yes, yes.
How do you use it? In what context?
In being dirty.
You say speaking people now, or
really? A small, it would be mice.
Okay.
Rats.
Okay, little.
Chipmunks.
Little.
Dirty animals.
Groveling animals.
Dirty little animals. Okay. Did you ever use that figuratively, talking about people?
Yes.
Is that right?
I've seen Frank.
Okay. Now this is, these are animals that run up trees. They're in the same category, and they store nuts.
Squirrel.
Okay, and any different kinds of squirrels?
There's the gray squirrel, the red squirrel, the flying squirrel.
Okay, good. Now, these are shelled creatures that sometimes have pearls inside.
Oysters.
Okay. Now, these are hopping amphibians that...
Frog.
Right. Now, any different kinds of these?
Bullfrog.
Any more?
Toad. But that may not be.
That's fine. That's just fine. Just keep going. Well, how about these little bitty things that you sometimes see if you're... I don't know. I've seen them...
Tree toad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now these are things that people dig out of the ground and use for bait when fishing.
Worms.
Okay. Any different kinds of these?
Garden worm.
Okay.
Red wigglers.
All right.
To fish with.
All right. How about, did you ever hear the term Georgia wiggler? Is that at all familiar to you?
No, I'm not okay. A fisherman. Okay. And I'm...
Now these are... creatures that have hard shells and...
Turtle.
Okay, now any
different... Tortoise.
What's the difference between these two? Okay.
Zoologically, I do not know.
Oh, those are the only kinds you know.
There's a terrapin, which is a word that is a small... We use... I think of it in...
Did you ever hear the term gopher for a turtle?
Yes. No, I thought a gopher was something else.
A big chipmunk.
That we didn't have any gophers.
An awfully big chipmunk, yeah.
That's all right. Now,
these are things that fly around lights, and they sometimes eat cloth.
Moth.
Okay. And the plural?
Moth.
And this is a small insect that flies around, and its tail lights up.
Lightning bug.
Okay, and these are long... Beautiful insects with transparent wings.
Dragonfly.
Right. Any other terms you know for them?
No.
Now just name some different kinds of stinging insects.
Bee, wasp, hornet, yellow jacket.
That's very good. That covers them all. Now there's one. That's right. There's only one kind. Any kind of a non-stinging wasp. A dirt dauber, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I know the term and use it.
What's, how do you... How
dirt dauber.
Okay. And now these are things that jump along in the grass.
Cricket.
Yeah. Big
grasshopper.
Right. Small fish used for bait.
Minnow.
All right, something in a... if a room needs to be dusted, you might find in a corner or what?
Cobweb.
All right, what's the difference between this and a... Another, the kind that is woven by a...
Spider.
Yeah. Are they the same thing?
No. The web of a spider is beautifully and meticulously done in a design. A cobweb is dust, really, that's formed.
I see. And so I see. So you never use a cobweb for a dust, for, I mean, for a cobweb for a spider web.
No,
those are two
I would.
Different things in, your mind.
In my mind, yes.
Right. Okay, the parts of a tree underground.
Roots.
Kind of tree that you use the syrup. Yes, you make a syrup from it.
Maple.
Right. You know any different kinds of maple trees?
Silver maple.
Okay. Do you have a
red maple?
Do you have a name for a group of these maple trees together?
Grove.
Okay. How about this is a tree that has it's a lot of them in the Midwest. Starts with S Y C, the first three letters.